Now, if we're to cope with the increased rainfall and flooding of a warming climate, we'll need all the skills of our scientists. So, at the James Hutton Institute in Scotland, they've come up with one novel solution, a hybrid grass that could reduce runoff from pastures in much of the world. Kit McLeod is one of the researchers at the Hutton Institute, and he joins us now from near Aberdeen. Welcome to Living on Earth.
Hi, thank you.
So what exactly is this grass called, and what does it look like?
Well, this grass is a hybrid between two grasses that are widely grown in the UK and other areas. The grass itself is called a festulolium because one parent is a fescue and the other one is a lolium. It's a forage grass that's used in a lot of fields, like people's lawns. So green, maybe about 10 centimeters long, depending how it's being cut or grazed. And it's used for rearing cows and sheep, primarily.
By the way, for people who aren't plant experts, what's a hybrid?
A hybrid is where we've bred a new sort of grass variety based on two sort of distinct parent groups using traditional breeding techniques where it brings together traits from both of them.
It's not genetic engineering, though.
It's not. It's using traditional sort of crossbreeding approaches.
And the two parent groups are?
The perennial ryegrass that's widely used, sort of loliums, and then a meadow fescue, which is known not so much for being good for production, but it's known for having good rooting and a good sort of environmental stress tolerance.
Now, specifically, how does this work to blunt the effects of flooding?
Well, in areas where we've got a lot of livestock in the UK, we've got quite poorly draining soils, clay-rich, that have got little storage. So when it rains, the water runs off a farmer's fields quite rapidly. So what we found with this grass was that it sort of reduced the amount of water that was running off the fields. And we think that's due to the grass creating more soil structure, basically more storage, more sponginess in these grassland fields due to the rooting of the grass and the roots turning over and creating space and the wetting and the drying of the soil.
So basically it increases the capacity of the soil to store water then?
Yes.
So in your test, how effective was this hybrid grass in reducing runoff from storms?
Over a two-year period when we had our experiment set up at the plot scale, so basically a patch of grassland about 10 meters long to understand those processes, these grasses, for a number of rainfall events, reduced the runoff by 50%.
So what other uses would this hybrid have?
Well, that was one of the real drivers for the project. There's a lot of interest in sort of multifunctional land use. So it's not only good for reducing runoff, but also good for production. We measured, you know, the herbage that was being produced, and it's on par with the grasses. So the land is still productive and, you know, providing an income for the farmer, but would also provide this wider environmental benefit.
So this isn't something that someone would want to use in the city to improve runoff, I take it?
Potentially. We haven't explored that. There's a lot of interest in sort of rain gardens and sustainable sort of urban drainage systems. You know, the potential there, you have the same processes. If you've got poorly draining soils, then it could. And it's a big issue. You know, cities like London, large amounts of people's front lawns are being turned into car parking spaces, and that changes how rapid water sort of moves off the land into other people's gardens or into rivers.
I'm wondering where in the future might we see this grass in pastures around the world?
Well, mainly, first of all, the seed companies need to carry out their trials and sort of further develop these grasses before they're available to farmers. And the main market would be these sort of temperate areas, you know, wherever sort of Lolium perenni, I'm not sure exactly where it's grown in North America, but it's grown widely in the UK, other parts of Europe, and some parts of Australia. So areas with similar bioclimatic conditions.
How useful do you think your hybrid can be in reducing flooding around the world?
Well, it just really depends on the context you're applying it. We would hope with further research that within a sort of a grassland setting, but it would make some difference to how much runoff's being produced. Not for extreme events. You know, if you get an extreme event with a large amount of precipitation, no matter what you do, changing sort of runoff from land use is not going to be the big solution there. But hopefully, and overall, it would help slow the flow of the water coming down the catchments, and there's a lot of interest in that at the moment.
Kit, How comfy is it? Is it like lush? Would I want to lie down on it, you know, on a nice hot summer day with a book? Or is it kind of spiky and scratchy?
Oh, it's lovely and lush, you know, sitting under a tree in the sort of English countryside, watching sort of Daisy walk past, sipping a pint of cider. It's perfect for that.
Pip McLeod is a scientist at the James Hutton Institute in Scotland. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.